our initial reaction based on the summaries we've read and the reports we've been getting for a couple days now is that it tracks the April 2nd framework and otherwise does everything necessary to cut off each of Iran's pathways to a nuclear weapon. What we're especially pleased about is that the deal seems to be based wholly on verification and not on trust. We do not have to take the Iranian regime's word for any of this. Each of their obligations will be meticulously monitored and verified under the most stringent inspections regime we've seen to date.
Probably no surprise to you or anyone else who's been watching, but what did you make of Benjamin Netanyahu's comments about the deal so far?
I think the prime minister's comments were expected, and they're somewhat disappointing. There's no doubt that there is great concern among Israelis with how the world is going to deal with the Iranian nuclear issue, and that concern is absolutely legitimate. A nuclear-armed Iran would be a grave threat to many countries around the world, but probably most immediately Israel. That's why it's so important to understand that this deal is actually the best opportunity we've seen in years to verifiably prevent Iran from ever acquiring a nuclear weapon. When you look across the Israeli political spectrum, you do see a very generalized discomfort with the notion of this deal. But at the same time, if you look to the Israeli security establishment and look at what some of their current and former military leaders have been saying for a number of weeks now, you get a very different sense of how those officials who are actually responsible for maintaining Israel's security view this deal. And I think you'll see in the coming weeks ahead even more reports that this deal is something that the Israeli security establishment itself views much more favorably than the Israeli political echelon.
Let's go through the timeline a little bit now. The Congress will have a chance to go through line by line, and many members, especially in our region, have promised to do just that before rendering an opinion here. What does it look like from your group's vantage point over the next couple of months in terms of, you know, the lobbying that has to happen and the discussions that are going to happen?
Very soon here, the 60-day clock on congressional review will begin, and I do expect there to be a number of hearings in both the House and the Senate where the deal is closely scrutinized. But based on the statements that have come out, it seems fairly clear that what is driving opposition to the deal is less actual technical concerns with its ability to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and more partisan concerns seeking just to hand President Obama and his worldview of diplomacy over more kinetic options a loss. The thing is, that's not a fight that opponents of this deal will ultimately win. If at the end of the day this vote does come down to party lines, or roughly along party lines, the president is going to be able to retain the support he needs in both chambers of Congress to sustain any veto of a congressional attempt to kill this deal. That means the president will likely be able to implement this agreement over the objections of Republican leadership in both chambers of Congress.
So, I mean, you've worked on the Hill before. Is this what we're hearing, especially among those who have been critical of the deal? Is it just rhetoric to be put toward a bargaining position?
I think a lot of the opposition you're hearing to the deal, typically from Republicans, is rhetoric that has been drafted and in the can for several weeks now. What's much more interesting is looking at the statements coming from the centrist Democrats, whose votes will decide this issue one way or the other. And if you actually look at the language they're using today, they are typically expressing an openness to supporting this deal, and while expressing an intent to review the deal very closely and according to very specific criteria, those criteria match much more closely to how the administration is describing the deal than to the criteria set forth by critics on the right wing who have sought to oppose this diplomacy from the beginning.
There's kind of a two-lane road here because while these negotiations have been going on, we've also begun our presidential campaign. And so a lot of the headlines have been about what candidates have to say about the deal. What do you make of what you've seen so far in terms of the major candidates?
I think the presidential politics mirror the partisan politics that are taking place on the Hill right now. You've seen Republican presidential candidates uniformly, I believe, come out against this deal even in the days before it was announced. At the same time, you saw Democratic candidates like Bernie Sanders embrace the deal as a historic opportunity, and you saw positive comments coming from Secretary Clinton as well.